We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hom Kombucha. It's feel-good, taste-good kombucha, packed with probiotics and boosted with B12 vitamins. Brewed in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. Mike Parker and John Warren, as always, our podcast presented by Hom Kombucha, which is handcrafted with love in Bend for all of Beaver Nation. Fizzy, delicious, and made with antioxidants, probiotics, and all organic ingredients. Hom Kombucha. We are joined this week from his home in Calabasas, California. Not what we were ever expecting to be doing in terms of conducting a podcast during spring football and the culmination of spring football, which we were expecting, in fact, this weekend.
Yeah, it would have been the game.
The spring game this Saturday. Instead, Tristan Jebbia, the Beavers quarterback, is at his home doing what he can to stay in football shape, taking classes online. Tristan, it's certainly a strange set of circumstances. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. All things considered, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great today. You know, the sun is out. There's a lot of, crazy stuff going on in the world, but I'm blessed to be able to say that my family is safe and healthy, and, that's all you could really ask for, right?
Yeah.
Are you getting just kind of antsy being quarantined, getting out enough? I know you told us off the air that you were running hills, but how's the quarantine part going?
I miss my teammates a lot, I'm starting to even miss Coach Mack, and those workouts he put us through, but, it's a time to get creative for sure. And, I think there's 11 other Pac-12 teams out there. And I think it's best just to imagine that they're all working too. And, I try to talk to the guys, as often as I can and just kind of make sure that we're all still on the same page and having a clarity of purpose, and having clarity in this chaos. And, there's a lot more important things going on right now than college football. Obviously there's a lot of people's lives on the line, but, this is what we love to do, and, it's our job, so we got to stay ready.
Tristan, we've talked to a number of other athletes at Oregon State, including your teammates. Brandon Kipper joined us for the podcast last week, and one of the themes is playing games with guys. And, you know, in football, it's a bigger roster, so there might be a smaller number of guys within the group. But are you staying in touch on a fun level? I know you've got Zoom meetings with coaches and everything, but what about just kind of keeping in contact with a select number of your teammates?
Yeah, so right now the big thing is Call of Duty Warzone. That's the thing that a lot of us have been playing. I play a lot with my teammates, so that's been good. A lot of guys still play Fortnite. I mean, really, just any of the console games, you know, those are all big right now. And, you know, we're all just itching to get back to Corvallis, I think. But it's good to keep in touch and get your mind off of what's going on a little bit, you know, and be able to catch up, you know, even if that's, you know, over a video game, because, you know, however we can talk to each other, you know, I think everybody's really missing each other at this point. It's been a while now.
Yeah, absolutely. Tristan Jebbia, Oregon State quarterback, joining us on this week's edition of the podcast. You mentioned something about there are 11 other Pac-12 teams working, and it got me to thinking about the very aspect of sports that is one of many that we talk about, and how it can shape our lives after sports is over, how it can help us because we learn to persevere, to go through adversity, these kinds of things. But we also learn to do things when no one's looking, character building stuff. How much of that do you think plays a role right now? Because now would be a good time to work harder, because there might be a coach in your head saying there's someone out there, and you mentioned it, 11 other teams that are also working. You don't know what they're doing.
Well, in a lot of ways, I think that this might be one of the most indicative college football seasons of all time in terms of what are guys doing in the off season. You know, you're probably, you know, assuming, you know, we have the season, which I think we will, I think it'll really show what teams, you know, had the mental toughness and the wherewithal to sit, you know, to work in this thing and continue to grow and work on their craft, even though, you know, things are kind of upside down right now. So I think that in a lot of ways, the team that's most mentally tough is going to come out of this thing better than the rest of them.
Tristan, how are you working on your craft? You shared something with us before we actually rolled the microphones open that sounded kind of fascinating to me, a net with markers. I mean, what have you done in this time to be creative?
Yeah, so I'm fortunate that my dad played tight end back in the day for Ole Miss. So, you know, he busted out a pair of receiver gloves and he started catching for me and my little brother. And we started shredding his hands pretty good. So he said, you know what, I'm going to spend a little bit of money, $20-$40 on this net off Amazon. I got it shipped to the house and it's got like 5 targets on it, you know, 2 upper, 1 middle and 2 lower. And so me and my brother, who's in high school right now at Bishop Alemany, we've just been throwing into that thing and working all kinds of stuff. We were watching some tape on Patrick Mahomes and seeing all the stuff that he's been able to do, you know, maneuvering in the pocket. And we've been trying to kind of work those things because, I mean, you can never really predict what's going to happen in a game. But, you know, those are the things that we've kind of been working on, mobility and whatnot. We've just been running a bunch of hills too, old school Walter Payton and Jerry Rice style. And so I hope that that's going to give me an edge in my game too. And, you know, and then obviously we've been having Zoom meetings with our coaches whenever we've been allowed to, and, you know, whatever the NCAA allows at this point in time is what we've been doing. So I think that in a lot of ways our team is really still pulling together, and I think we all still can see where we want to go in this thing. So,
Tristan, do you have a big yard, I guess is what I'm saying? Your dad sets up a net with targets. Those targets don't move, but do you have enough space where you can approximate throws you've got to make in a game, even though that target isn't moving? You feel like you're getting some real, really solid work in.
Yeah, I think my yard is big enough to be able to get good work in. There's actually like a little like mini park right outside my house, and nobody really goes to it. So we just bring the net out there, and we've just been throwing on that. It's actually pretty big. It's probably like 100 yards, and then about 30 yards wide, 40 yards wide, and so it's not perfect, but I mean, I'm very blessed to have that little park outside my house for sure.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked to baseball players, soccer players, and we haven't come across anybody yet who has a brother who does the same thing and a father who catches balls and was a tight end at Ole Miss. You feel pretty blessed that you have that opportunity to have a peer, in your case your brother, to work out with, and then when your dad's willing, to have someone who knows what you're doing.
It's definitely been awesome. You know, me and my brother are very competitive, so now that we have nets with targets in it, we've just been going out every day and playing horse, basically.
That's a good idea.
He's getting a lot every time I come back. You know, he's bigger and he's stronger. He's 17 now, so he's starting to gain on me a little bit. And between you and me, I don't like that. So I'm gonna have to hit the field when he's not looking a couple of times to get better.
Hey, is your brother by the way? I mean, is he for lack of a better term? I'm sorry to put you on the spot, Tristan, but is he a dude? Is he a guy that's getting some looks? I mean, does he have a chance to play at a high level as well?
Yeah. So he actually just finished backing up Jaden Casey. Who was the Calabasas quarterback last year. He signed to Cal. We moved to a different place for a while. And so he had to transfer to Alamany High School. Mm-hmm. And so now he's backing up Miller Moss, who's got, I think he's a 4-star kid, and he's got, you know, offers from Alabama and Georgia and all those places. But he was really looking forward to the spring, because the spring is the evaluation period, you know. Mm-hmm. And he's put on a lot of good weight, and I think that he's a dude. You know, he doesn't have all the tape that he needs yet to start getting a lot of attention in recruiting, but he will very soon. I really think that he's going to have a good season this year, playing in whatever role that he's going to play for his team, and then his senior year it's going to be his team, and they have a good team up there and good coaches, good coaching staff too, Casey and Rick Clawson, who I actually played for in high school. And so I think the sky is the limit for him, and he's been really working really hard in this period of time. He's been running hills and doing pool workouts and sprints, and been working out with me. And I've actually been teaching him a lot of our installs and our playbook, not only for just him, but when you teach something, you learn it better yourself. So, you know, it's been kind of good for me to just go through it and teach it to somebody and explain all the plays that we got. And, you know, and he's been really eager to watch tape and do a whole lot of learning, you know, things that I wish I had access to when I was his age. And so I think that all the training that I've had, he gets 5 years earlier. So I don't know why he wouldn't, you know, be a lot better than me than I expect him to be, you know.
No doubt. Tristan Jebbia, our guest on this week's edition of the Beaver Podcast. Tristan, let's go back now in time. You go to the Civil War, you get the call, you're the starter. I thought played very well. The conditions were freezing cold. It's on the road, hostile environment, and a game like that. Now you go through off-season workouts and just get started with spring ball with new guys, a part of your team, and there's a little bitty competition going. Tell us about how things were going and then what it was like when it all came basically to a shutdown.
Well, I had said in a couple of interviews that it really felt like we didn't even leave the season. Like, we got out there day one, and it was like everybody was firing on all cylinders. I think a lot of guys said this too, and the more we talked about it, the more apparent it was that, like, you know, we were in this thing, and we were feeling really, really good about where we were at and where we were going too. The intensity of practice was great. You know, we have a bunch of playmakers that were making plays all over the field. I mean, all of our receivers were doing awesome stuff, and our running backs too. Offensive line play was great. We were picking up twists and stunts that we never had before. You know, the defense was firing all cylinders. You know, they didn't have a lot of busts. They were making plays just like we were. So it really felt really good to just be back out there and back into the flow of things. And then, you know, you kind of feel like the rug gets swept out from under you, you know, the day that they came in and said, you know, we had to put spring on hold for a while. You know, obviously there was a lot of confusion and uncertainty in that time. So we were like, all right, well, hopefully we'll be back in about 2 weeks, you know. Mm-hmm. But now it's looking like it's going to be a little longer. So it's a price that I think we would all pay to save one person, you know. If they're saying that the virus hurts, you know, the elderly and those who don't have, immune systems that can handle it, I think that we would all sacrifice football to just save one person's life. But at the end of the day, like, it still hurts, you know. We love the game, and we're so, you know, so glad to be back out there. But football will come back, and, you know, I think all things will reset and heal in time. And for now, I just think that it's important to just keep our head on straight and see clarity in this thing and see that there is going to be Hawaii at the end of the tunnel. And when we get there, you know, you better be prepared for it because big-time football is coming.
Tristan, that's a very measured and mature and sensitive way of looking at the whole thing. So thank you for conveying that in the manner that you did. In the meantime, I've been intrigued because you've referenced Walter Payton and Hills several times in the conversation. So the question is twofold. A, are the Hills right outside your back door? I mean, you live kind of in a hilly area. And B, are you, I mean, how valuable is that? Is it, are you running more hills than you ever have in your life and getting in the best shape of your life?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I've been doing a whole lot of stuff that, you know, I never had before. And that was before I even, you know, this whole outbreak happened. Mm-hmm. I was doing a lot of stuff with Coach Mack and the weight room guys after practice, after lifts all off season. And then, you know, we were throwing a bunch after practice, me and the wideouts. And so now really just continuing to work the way that I think that my teammates need me to in order for me to fulfill a service and a purpose that I need to for them. And, you know, I think that they're doing the same thing in their homes right now. But, yeah, the hill is right outside my house. It's actually right next to that grass field that I was telling you about. And it's about, I'd say it's about 80 yards at a 45-degree angle. So, it gets after me a little bit, you know, especially the first couple times I ran it. But I would say it's pretty similar to the stadium, the stairs in Reacher Stadium. And I know a lot of guys that stayed in Corvallis for a number of reasons are running stadiums in the stadium. I don't even know. They might have roped off the stadium now. But when they didn't rope it off before, mm-hmm. and it was legal to do, they were running a lot of stadiums. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, well, I got to figure out a way to replicate that. And, you know, figure the best way to do that is with a big, giant hill. And so
yeah,
that's what I've been doing.
Now, do you compete with your brother? Do you run them together, and do you see who can get to the top first?
Yeah, we do. those are interesting because a lot of times we're both sore losers. it comes up more in the accuracy competitions where we start fighting about, you know, who did what or how that was illegal, you know. But, you know, for now, it's all about who's in the best shape. And as of lately, I've been in the best shape because I think, you know, he's been blessed with a little bit more speed than I am, than I have. So
okay.
I got to wear him out more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's wise. It's good strategy. Tristan, one last thing, and we're heading down the stretch here. Thank you for your time today on the podcast. When you talk about looking at Patrick Mahomes' tapes, are you varying what you're doing and try to working on your craft as far as throwing on the move, release points, moving what you might simulate, a pocket being moved in a game? I mean, are you trying to simulate as many things as possible in terms of how you're practicing now and throwing even to stationary targets? And, you know, I mean, and has the Mahomes tape and how has that been so helpful to you in that respect?
I think that when you want to learn how to do something, you look at the best, right? Mm-hmm. And that guy does a pretty good job at what he does. I think I've said a lot of times that as a quarterback, you never stop learning. And in that regard, I think that now it's time to get creative and just do a whole bunch of things. So, yeah, I do a lot of just, you know, normal, you know, drop back to pass, you know, go through a progression, you know, throw at a route. I do a whole lot of that. And then I do a little bit of the and then I mix in some of the you know, the awkward body throws or the off-platform stuff, you know, the stuff that's a lot of people talk about nowadays. And I think that stuff's really good because I can't remember a whole lot of reps where Jake or I just had a completely clean pocket and it was like, you know, just everybody's wide open, you know, like a lot of things happen in a game. You got to make plays and there's 11 guys on the other side trying to make a play just like you are. And, you know, as well as the offensive line played last year, you know, it's nice to be able to help them out. And Jake made a lot of plays, you know, off platform last year. And so I think that was one of the things that he was really good at and avoiding sacks. And so those are things that I want to work on too, you know.
All right, wrapping things up with Tristan Jebbia for this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. I love these extended interviews. We can learn some personal stuff. We've asked all of our athletes and coaches this same question, and that is, what are you watching? Is there anything on Netflix or any series you're binging or any movies? I noticed in your bio it says you like movies in your spare time. So now there's a lot of spare time. How's that going for you?
Yeah, so I've been watching a lot of Game of Thrones. Rewatching that because that's one of the best TV shows of all time, no doubt. But I've been watching, you know, the classics, the ones that I really love, The Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises. What else? Forrest Gump's always a good one.
There you, you know, go.
You know, just throw that on. You can pick up at any point in the movie. And,
right.
You know, a great scene. You know. But, you know, just been watching a lot of stuff with my brother and sister, too. And my brother really likes Regular Show right now. It's his cartoon on Cartoon Network. And so I've been watching that a lot, too, with him. And so, you know, this thing is, it's been a little crazy, but there's two sides to every coin. And I've gotten to spend a lot of time with my family. And, you know, we go on walks now. And, you know, opportunities that I didn't have for quite a long time. You know, I've been in college and away from home for a while. So, you know, as bad as it is, sometimes, you know, there's been some good opportunities to this thing, too. And, you know, it's given me a lot of time to be able to enjoy some of those things that maybe I wouldn't have been able to in the past. And so, yeah.
It's a good note to close on, Tristan, just, you know, what you're doing to try in these unprecedented times, and that's just putting it mildly. We really appreciate you taking time to kind of share with us how you and your brother and family are navigating it. We look forward to seeing you and all your teammates and everyone back on campus soon. Hope that that will happen, and we look forward to a 2020 football season. We hope that that indeed unfolds because, as you alluded to, there's a lot to be excited about for Beaver football this year. Tristan, thanks for taking time for us on the podcast, and we hope to see you again soon.
All right. Appreciate you having me.
Thank you, Tristan. Tristan Jebbia, our guest on this week's Beaver Sports Podcast. Not only Hum Kombucha, presenting sponsor, but also visit Corvallis.com. Visit Corvallis. And not a lot of that going on right now in terms of people coming in from out of town. But visit Corvallis when you go to the website. It has a lot of ideas about when you do and what Corvallis is all about and even what's happening in the city even now. Visit Corvallis. And we all hope, as their message reads, experience Beaver Game Day fun live in Corvallis and then extend your stay and take in all that our beautiful Willamette Valley has to offer. Visit Corvallis. Come for the game. May it be so. Come for the game and stay to play.
And, of course, every week our podcast also brought to you by Lacrosse Boots, done right since 1897.
Thank you, Doc, and thanks to all of you for listening to this week's edition. We'll do it again next week, the Beaver Sports Podcast. So long, everybody.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hum Kombucha. It's feel-good, taste-good kombucha, packed with probiotics and boosted with B12 vitamins. Brewed in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.